A solar cell that converts over one-third of the sunlight hitting it directly into electricity. That's not a future projection, it's a laboratory result announced this week. The question for Western companies is no longer if next-generation solar will arrive, but whether they will be leading the charge or watching from the sidelines. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we are focused on one story that exploded across the renewable energy sector, a series of breakthroughs in perovskite solar cells. For years, this has been a promising lab technology, but in the last 7 days, a flurry of world records and commercial milestones suggests we're at a major inflection point.
That's right, Susie. The developments are coming from China, Germany, and South Korea, and they touch on three critical axes: raw power efficiency, long-term stability, and the first steps toward true commercial bankability. For U.S. and European firms, this is both a massive competitive threat and a significant opportunity.
Let's start with the headline that caught everyone's attention: a new world record. What happened, Troy?
On July 15th, the Chinese photovoltaic giant LONGi announced it had achieved a staggering 35.5% power conversion efficiency for its perovskite silicon tandem solar cell. This was certified by the European Solar Test Installation, or ESTI.
35.5%. Just to put that in context, most commercial silicon panels on the market today are in the low 20s. How did LONGi make such a huge leap?
This is a tandem or multi-junction cell. Think of it as stacking two different types of solar cells. The top layer is a thin film of perovskite, which is excellent at capturing high-energy light like blues and greens. The light it doesn't capture passes through to a traditional silicon cell underneath, which is very good at capturing lower energy red and infrared light. By using two layers, you harvest much more of the total solar spectrum, pushing past the theoretical efficiency limit of a single silicon cell.
So a Chinese company is now setting the global pace. What does this 35.5% record mean for U.S. and European solar manufacturers?
It's a direct and profound competitive threat. Higher efficiency means more power from the same physical area. For a utility-scale solar farm or a residential roof, this translates to a lower levelized cost of energy, or LCOE. European and American manufacturers who have built their business on high-quality silicon panels now face a future where a competitor's product could be 30 to 40% more powerful.
And for the trading companies and distributors who move these panels around the world?
They need to prepare for a product line bifurcation. There will be the established, lower-cost silicon market, and then this new premium, high-performance tandem market. Distributors should be starting conversations with leaders like LONGi now to understand their commercialization timeline. Early access to this technology will be a major competitive advantage.
So, what's the actionable takeaway for executives this week?
They need to urgently reassess their technology roadmaps. The question is no longer if tandem cells will dominate the high-performance market, but when. They should be modeling the economic impact of 35% efficient modules on project profitability and deciding whether their strategy is to compete, to partner with a technology leader, or to pivot to a niche market.
A lab record is one thing, Troy, but we know stability and reliability have been the Achilles heel of perovskites. You can't build a 25-year power plant with a technology that degrades in a few hundred hours.
Exactly. And that's why our second development this week is arguably more significant from a business perspective. On July 17th, South Korean manufacturer Q-Cells announced it has secured the industry's first UL and IEC certifications for its perovskite silicon tandem cell technology.
Break that down for us. What are UL and IEC certifications?
They are the global benchmarks for safety, reliability, and bankability, certified by independent bodies like TÜV Rheinland. A lab record proves what's possible. A UL certification proves the product is safe, durable, and ready for the real world. You cannot get large-scale project financing or insurance without these certifications.
So Q-Cells is the first to prove their tandem cells are commercially viable, even if they don't have the highest lab efficiency.
Precisely. Their pilot production line is actually in Germany, and this certification means they have a product that meets the stringent standards required to sell into major U.S. and European markets. This isn't just a technical achievement, it's a commercial one.
How does this change the competitive landscape for Western manufacturers?
This is where they can compete. While Chinese firms are pushing the limits of efficiency, a European-made, Korean-owned product is the first to be certifiably bankable. This creates an opportunity for U.S. and European manufacturers to compete on quality, reliability, and trust, leveraging established brands and a reputation for durability. They can see the highest efficiency headline for the most reliable product.
What should trading companies and distributors be looking at here?
They should be tracking certified products, not just lab records. A distributor's reputation rests on the quality of the products they sell. Qcells is now on that list. Another company to watch is UK-based Oxford PV, which already has tandem modules with over 25% efficiency in large-scale field tests and is targeting 27% next year. These are the companies moving toward mass-market products.
So, the actionable advice for executives?
Shift some focus from pure R&D to industrialization. Invest in pilot lines, reliability testing, and the certification process. Proving your product can last 25 years in the field is now the most critical step to commercial success, and Qcells has just fired the starting gun.
Beyond the headline race for efficiency and reliability, there were other, more subtle developments this week that point to the future of the supply chain and new markets.
That's right. An international team, with research based in Germany, announced on July 17th that they developed a 31% efficient tandem mini module that is completely indium-free.
Why is being indium-free a big deal?
Indium is a key component of the transparent conductive layers in most advanced solar cells and displays, typically as indium tin oxide, or ITO. It's effective, but it's also relatively rare and expensive, with a supply chain dominated by China. Removing it from the device architecture significantly de-risks the supply chain and lowers potential manufacturing costs. The team did this using a reactive plasma deposition process to create tin oxide layers instead.
So this tackles a potential future bottleneck before it even becomes a major problem. What does that mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
This is a huge opportunity to innovate on the materials and process side. Instead of competing with the sheer scale of Chinese production, Western firms can develop and patent critical enabling technologies like indium-free conductors or specialized additives. For example, Tokyo Chemical Industry just launched a new additive, licensed from a Japanese firm, that specifically improves the stability of tin-based perovskites. Owning that kind of intellectual property is a powerful position.
And this opens up different product types, right? I saw reports from the Chinese Academy of Sciences about flexible cells.
Correct. They achieved a record 28.04% efficiency for a perovskite organic tandem cell. Unlike the rigid silicon-based tandems, these can be lightweight and flexible. This isn't for a solar farm. This is for building integrated photovoltaics, for vehicle surfaces, for portable power, and even for space applications, which Hanwha Qcells is actively exploring at their Korean R&D center.
So for trading companies, this isn't just about selling a better solar panel.
Not at all. It's about entirely new markets. Distributors who specialize in architectural glass, roofing materials, aerospace components, or even consumer electronics should be looking at this. These flexible, lightweight solar cells require new sales channels and partnerships completely outside the traditional solar distribution network.
And the final actionable insight for our executive listeners?
Broaden your technology scouting. Look past the headline cell efficiency numbers and analyze the underlying materials and manufacturing processes. Securing IP in these areas or building supply chains for novel applications like flexible solar could create highly defensible, high-margin business lines that are insulated from the brutal price competition of the mainstream market.
All right, Troy, let's tie this all together. An incredible week for solar technology. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives in the U.S. and Europe?
First, the performance bar has been permanently raised. China's LONGi hitting 35.5% efficiency demonstrates that the next generation of solar will be significantly more powerful. Western firms must assume this level of performance will be the new competitive standard within the next few years.
Second,
commercial readiness is here, but it's not just about efficiency. Qcells achieving UL and IEC certification proves that bankability and proven reliability are now the most critical gateways to the market. This is a front where Western companies, with their focus on quality and engineering standards, can and should compete fiercely.
And the third takeaway?
The technology is creating entirely new markets. Innovations like indium-free materials and flexible cells are not just incremental improvements. They are creating opportunities in architecture, transportation, and aerospace.
the competitive landscape is becoming much more complex than just building a better rooftop panel.
So, what is the one overarching action executives should be considering right now?
They must conduct an immediate and thorough review of their solar technology strategy. The pace of change has accelerated dramatically. They need to decide where they can win, in a head-to-head performance race, as a leader in quality and reliability, or by dominating a new specialized niche market. Standing still is no longer an option.
A pivotal moment for a critical industry. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us next week as we analyze the growing tension in the strategic supply chain for high-performance computing components. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update.